Joined now by the principal of Central High School, Miss Nancy Rousseau. And Nancy, Little Rock Central is a huge school. How do you handle the more than about 2,500 students that you have there?
Very carefully.
Email.
Email?
No, actually, I have a wonderful team, and everyone works together for the benefit of the kids academically, athletically, socially, emotionally, and that's what it takes. You know, anybody can sabotage a leader, but I've been very fortunate. This is my 12th year, and the team, we work together for the sake of the kids.
I'm going to try and fix that. Well, it's falling off your head. Put it back up there, and I'm going to move this microphone just a little bit to where.
You're not going to mess up your hair.
I don't care.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
There.
All right.
Now we
okay.
Can. There we go.
Do I need to repeat
no,
that?
No. There's a lot of history with Little Rock Central High School. I mean, everybody
Correct.
Knows what happened way back in the 50s, but 60s, 70s, 80s, I mean, 90s. It's been around for a long time. And as you continue to try and look towards the future, this Tiger Foundation is going to help you all do that.
Exactly. It was a serendipity situation because 2 weeks before Bob and Leotis came to me, I had a gentleman from Mountain Home come to my office after I had addressed his class's reunion and say, you know, there are some people who would really like to give some money to Central. Do you have a Tiger Foundation? And I said, no, we don't, but that's something we'd like to do. That's on my bucket list. You know, we got an alumni association going. And then it was within 2 weeks that Bob and Leotis came to me and said, what do you think if? And it was just perfect timing, so.
And it's not all, I mean, a lot of people always think that, okay, a foundation, something like that, is going to be for sports. It's not all for sports at Little Rock Central.
No, and that was, we struggled over that because initially I think that's what Bob and Leotis wanted. But, and yes, we need a new gym desperately. It's falling into the ground. I can't have an assembly in the gym. I can't fit all my kids in there. Mm-hmm. Anything that we do school-wide, we have to go to Quigley Stadium.
And then it could rain.
And it could rain.
That's right.
Or sleet or snow or whatever. So we really need a new gym as well as.
It's student in front of athlete. You know, it doesn't say athlete, student. You're
right.
Student.
You're a student athlete.
To qualify to play athletics.
Well, Central's had a legacy of excellence forever.
National Merit Scholars.
We have 24 this year, which is a record for our school in the history of.
Unfortunately, I was never one of those.
I wasn't even close to that.
I made the Burger King Award.
I like
the best fryer.
I like it.
I wasn't one either. I tell the kids that, you know, when we congratulated them this year, I told them how proud I was, and I said, your principal was not a National Merit semifinalist. I said, my husband was. But I wasn't, so I'm very, very proud.
Maybe you get on the phone to Joe Johnson, huh? He have a Joe Johnson gymnasium, one of the best players to ever come out, still playing with the
probably the
Brooklyn
best
Nets.
Basketball player to come out.
I would say it, but I don't go. I don't know the players from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Mel, our history is 86 years old. We have more than 75,000 graduates of Little Rock Central. We'd be one of the top 20 cities in population.
Yeah.
And if we can get 10% of the graduates that had 1 ounce of fun at Central to contribute back, we can help the students. We can build the new facilities. One of my drives is to remove the trailer park from Central High.
There he is. And I saw Joe Johnson had tweeted a picture from this offseason that he came back and had his photograph in front of Little Rock Central High School, talking about this is where it started, love this place, you know.
Well, he does, and he does a lot. He sure does a lot for our basketball team. In fact, I just sent off the files for the logo so that, because he's doing uniforms and shoes and traveling outfits for our basketball team.
So they're going to look good. They might get beat, but they're going to get they're going to look good getting beat. I'm sorry. I went to Parkview. I have any time I can get a chance.
You had Ripley.
Good, Coach Flanagan.
Good man, yeah, both of them.
Charles Ripley is a great, great man.
Now, does Little Rock Central and Parkview, do they play each other each year?
Not now, unfortunately. They got tired of us beating them
all the time. What's the game last year? Bobby Portis and the other game.
Did you hear what he just said?
What did he say?
He just said they got tired of whooping us.
Yeah, but see, they won't play us in football.
Oh,
I asked last year.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They like to beat us in basketball, but when I returned the favor and asked them if they'd play football with us, they said, we're sorry.
And we don't have a coloring class over there either. So.
The Burger King Award.
He knows what I'm talking about.
No, that's because all of the coloring books at Little Rock Central are already filled in. They're colored. They don't have any to color. So
oh, I mean, he's shooting big bullets today.
Muskie, why would you?
He's shooting big bullets today, okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, they were used to eating the crayon, so that's why we couldn't finish the rest of the books off.
All right, and time.
And y'all don't have any paste anymore. Okay, Miss Rousseau would like to talk about the Tiger Foundation. Let's try and get back on track before we get off of track. Because we're about to run out of time.
It's Matt's fault.
No, it's okay. But, I mean, it's important for you all to have alumni, anybody that's out there business-wise that wants to help out, because kids are the future. I mean,
yes.
Matt and I were in school at one time, and look at us. Okay, we're doing something productive with our lives, we like to think. You are, too. You love your job.
I do.
They need to have an opportunity to where, when they get to be our age, they go to work every day loving what they do so that they can be a benefit to society.
That's what we want, is good citizens out there.
We have a webpage they can go to.
We do.
The TigerFoundation.com.
LRCH, TigerFoundation.org.
Org.
O-R-G.
Dot org.
.org. Not C-O-M-O-R-G.
Correct. It won't work.
Miss Rousseau, thanks so much. I know
sure.
You have to go get back and make
I
sure
do.
That all 2,500 of the students
2,520.
Are.
25. And your 27 scholars.
24.
24. That's pretty cool.
24 merit scholars.
That is awesome.
How about
that?
Two national achievements, two commended, one Hispanic.
12 foreign languages.